This is Helpdesk Nightmares. This is the weird bonus series I like to call Reddits and Weirdness. This is episode 3 of Reddits and Weirdness. This is called Smart Houses Are Stupid. Many years ago, doing ISP inbound, we had customers in California where a new architecture style was catching on. They were called smart houses, new builds where Ethernet was run along with electric and cable. Great idea, crap execution. They wanted everything pretty and out of sight, so they put all the networking equipment, modem, router, into a tiny little cubby, which they then screwed down. Because obviously, users will never need to access such things. Of course, we had no idea what the infrastructure looked like, which led to frustrating exchanges as elderly folks swore blind that they had no, quote, modem, it just worked by magic. This led to me walking a 78-year-old woman with a drill through dismantling her access panel that was hidden under her desk for half an hour to get to and reboot her modem and router. She was a good sport about it once we figured out what the hell they'd done. This one's called Dad vs. Smart TV, posted by H4XRK1M. I was visiting my parents a while back. We were having dinner when Dad left the table to put on an album he wanted us to hear. He didn't come back for quite a while. A few minutes later, we first heard him mutter something, then a while later, he started swearing. Still no music to be heard. A little while later, I decided it was time to go check in on him. He was sitting on the couch, remote in hand, fiddling with the smart TV they bought a few weeks ago. How's it going?
Where the hell is YouTube?
That's when I noticed he'd actually started Netflix.
It's not here, see?
He proceeded to open the international section. He was right, there was no mention of YouTube at all. I did a 360, walked away, and decided to send my sister in there instead. This is the wrong app. Can you press the house? Dad is not pressing the house. No, the house. Press the house. No house is pressed. There's a button with a house on it. Press that. Dad is still scrolling in the international section of Netflix. Look at the remote. There's a button with a house on it. You pressed it before to get to Netflix. Press it again. It turns out he was looking for Spotify all along. This one's called into a classroom because the smart board has been broken for 2 years. So as a bit of background, I am not a trained professional. At all. I'm a student with a very small amount of knowledge of how to fix various bits of technology. So I get to the room with a friend of mine to help out. There wasn't really a need for it, but it's less dull when you have a buddy. We get into the room with the teacher's laptop, log in, and connect it to the smart board. After that, we check if the software is installed, and it wasn't. There was an exe on the desktop that literally said, "Install smart board software," and next to it a file labeled tutorial. After running the install and leaving for a day, we came back to find that the board worked perfectly. This was, quote, broken for 2 years. Actual qualified tech support was called multiple times, and it was still, quote, broken for 2 years. This one was submitted by Arzwa, called Smartphone Dumb Girl. Hi, thank you for calling Derpco. My name is Arzwa. How may I help you?
Hi, yeah, I got my phone a few days ago and it's broken.
Okay, I'm sorry, was it dropped?
No, it's just black.
Okay, is it on?
No, it's broken. It just won't work. It's black.
All right, well, when did it stop working?
I picked it up this morning and it's just broken.
Okay, well, did you have it on the charger last night?
The what?
The charger. It plugs into the wall or a computer. Was it plugged in to charge the battery?
Ugh, I thought this was a smartphone and it charged itself.
Now, mind you, this girl was only probably in her mid-20s. Let's look at some YouTube answers, as we normally do, but this time without any answers. We're just going to give the questions. This will help you further lose faith in humanity. And of course, by YouTube answers, I meant Yahoo answers. What's the difference between an application and a platform? How to ask my daughter's favorite YouTuber to do a shout-out on July 4th. I have written a letter. Now I want to print it, and the printer will not do it! ! My PC is going weird. Help! How do I put pictures on YouTube? What's wrong with our internet? Cannot find my Wi-Fi password? How do I get a Google phone number? What is Facebook really for? Does weakening electricity affect the computer? In all caps,
I cannot access my job email account.
How to get 8 GGABYET on Asus laptop? Best ways to access Wi-Fi while traveling? How do you file a complaint with Apple? Are there universal wireless USB adapters? Reset my password for plenty of fish. And mind you, these are all questions posted to Yahoo Answers. Our final question is, please help. My computer is playing weird audio. Please help. I think I have a virus. That's all for now. For to now? Yes, that's all for to now. That's all for to now. All for to now. This has been Help Desk Nightmares. A very strange, weird version. Bonus episode. If you like the podcast, the normal podcast, tell somebody. If you hated this, don't listen to another bonus episode again, because I can't promise it won't be just as weird.